Good morning, everybody. Glad it's shine that we can avara on his own freedom. Top sommen on your God's word. And so, I will find you a bit reden van what we do ans nuba, ans nexta, how do we treat him? How do we treat our neighbor? And wo laat dot it? Maar dit, ik zei niet dat ik zei, ik weet krek wat het maakt, maar ja, ik geloof, we kunnen alle leren, ik geloof, we kunnen vielleicht alle kennen, en vielleicht ons leven bekijken, wo stuwe die nächste Eva? So, aber wiederum, wo ik nog vragen, een halve stunde, wo het passend is, in het gebed. Herr Jezus, ik dank die voor deze dag, ik dank die dat we kunnen zo'n vrede hebben, en ja, die in woed komen, Herr, ik bid, moest die ons alle nu aanzien, en ook mij, especially, wanneer we ook in die woed aan het kijken willen, Herr, ik bid, moest die dat alle rieën doen, dat we ons alle kunnen ons hart opmerken, en dat we kunnen horen zijn, wat die van jou te ons te zijn hast, dat we kunnen dat aannemen als die woed, en wat die was in ons leven bescheiden, Herr, dat bid we in die noem. Amen. So, zum Anfang wil ik Firefarge lesen in Markus Kapitel 12. So das ist krack, wo krack, diese Farschen, komm du wort Schriftgelehrte Jesus, und die haben wir Freunde über den, und die Gruppe, die kamen, die sind die Sadducees, und die glauben nicht, dass du hast in Himmel, die glauben nicht an Engel, die glauben nicht, dass there is a resurrection. Und die Freunde, die den, so wenn du in Mond würd sein, und die würd eine Früh haben, aber der Mond ist stoff, und dann in der Gesatz nu, wo denen sie im Bruder dann schillig sind, für den sie in der Früh zu sorgen, und dann der Bruder den befrieren, und dann ist dort Stoff da, und dann der Nächste, sobald sieben Brüder sind. Und dann fragen die Jesus, so dann, in Himmel, dann wem sie in der Früh hast du? Und dann sagt Jesus, ich verstehe noch gleich, in den Himmel ist dort, du hast gleich befrieren, sie ist dort. Und dann andere, die sagen, dass Jesus auf den Fan beantwortet. Nun, von Vers 28 werden wir mit wiederlesen, so Markus Kapitel 12, Vers 28. Sagt er, one of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answered, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So in Farsh, we müssen wollen abachen, das ist den eindeutigsten, wo Jesus sagt, the second most important gebot, what to ask, is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this is a command, what Jesus uns geben did. And the word love here as the word agape. So, in other words, they meint love, aber mit unconditions. In other words, dort, wo denen, wenn wir leben sollen, it does not matter what they done or what they gedoen haben or what they nicht gedoen haben. We have no excuse. This is unconditional, meaning you have no excuse. You have, it is a command to love our neighbor. And so, the word that I kind of want to focus on is respect. Do we respect each other? In wo laat dat uit? In ons leven, how do we respect? Respect, according to the dictionary, what thought meant as verstoen, understanding that somebody deserves to be treated a certain way. So, dat azoin dat ik mat minuba, or de nexen, ik mat den a certain way treating. And the thing about respect is, I don't get to decide how I treat you. Ich habe verstanden, like, respect means it's nicht that, oh, I want to treat you this and this way just because. No, respect means somebody has decided wo uns nächsten deserves to be treated. And if we understand that, then we respect that person. So, according to the 39. Farsh, sagt er, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So that is how uns Nuba deserves to be treated. And if we respect uns Nuba, then dann verstu wir dort und dann wo wir den auch das dort leben. So, ich will in important areas in uns Leben, nicht in Cave, so what in certain relationships, wo lag this respect on it? So ein kind of to the kyoak, or is this on our leaders, the altestars, the predyash, and parents to children, children to parents, same way. Siblings, uyans omsich, to yourself, do you respect yourself? Mana to frius, frius to mana, bido abit, ans viet, and ans viet to ans, how does that look? And on basically just everyone we meet. So the first one we're going to eval evagunas to the kyoak, and basically to predya. And in the lead in the stot. So well two far lesen it Ishta Thessalonica capital of Fif. Capital Fif first 12 and 13. So this is what Paul is saying to the Thessalonians, but we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. So he's encouraged Paul and he basically that we zan de hyuchachen, na waram, wing de schoffen mat de wut Gottes, and they bring uns dort wieder. So God have they utgewählt, especially for like they have they given, besonders for that that they can that would wiederbring. And this is the command that this is how we're supposed to respect the church leaders. So the second one, what I call evagun, and then known as children to parents and parents to children, voila tot it. I think what I'm afraid of must sit as. Kein ja fragen wann ich schaffen da und jo in Kind der soll geliert der soll schaffen der soll abgewaschen der soll immer der Balance von Life in Discipline and fragen that it isn't like that and especially like kids they're not slaves, it's a gift from God, aber doch der Mann abgetragen and in respect that they sollen abgetragen that they can in einer Nacht trainen in Hörn gebracht and ein Vers, was ich von interessant, darum gleich haben wir 2 Corinthians 12, verse 14, sagt Paulus, here for this third time I am ready to come to you and I will not be a burden to you, for I do not seek what is yours but you. For children are not responsible to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. So er sagt basically, that die Kinder sind gleich verantwortlich zum Schaffen und Abseben, die sie können für ihre Eltern verdienen. I mean, wenn das for health reasons or something, so das dort anders. Aber wenn das schaffen wird, das wird in Herrn dort ordained haf. And now children to parents, ich glaube, die Farsen kann wie sagen, gut, ich weiß das aus von keine ein paar Tage treu. Children are supposed to obey their parents, and the Lord for this is right. So, fjang, especially nowadays, kids' attitude, fjang dort spätzig, so die Kids, die glauben so basically, you owe me. And that Alderen wouldn't care about dann soll ungesreut sein, and ich will nicht bestimmt dit, ich will dit. But no, that's nicht wurde das. Children, they have an obligation, a duty, to mir tun sein. And wenn die Kinder dort verstehen dann, then they respect their parents. That is how it is supposed to be. So next, siblings. Wo ladet unja Geschwister? Ich weiß, von mir, wenn ich, especially wenn einer verliehen, wir dann, hat eine Erfahrung des Einstellung, especially ich bin krieg in der Mitte, ich war mit zwei ältere Geschwister, zwei Jünger. Und für die ältere Person haben wir so, spürt sich immer so, ja, ich bin alle aus die, die muss für mich gehen. Especially wenn einer dann Jünger wird, nur die wirst du ein bisschen nützen, wird nicht stehen. Das war eine Erfahrung so Ding, aber das Attitude von, especially in der Fäuser, Paul ist direkt davon, dass wir sollen uns alle unja am sich unja tun sein. So wenn keiner will gehen oder keiner will gehen oder keiner ist, everybody is supposed to feel, oh, ich bin Salzgrad oder ich bin nicht für die, dann there is no respect unja siblings especially. Ich weiß, something ist so, wie something, was einer kann viel besser tun, wenn einer jünger wird. Und in Farsch, ich werde wirklich haben, ich stehe Johannes Kapitel 4, in Farsch, wo die Fähne posten jetzt, in in this commandment we have from him that the one who loves God should love his brother also. In other words, when we nicht eine Läufe haben zwischen uns, to our brother, to Tvashin siblings, dann sagt die Bibel, then you don't love God. So, I believe that's very convicting. If we think about it, it's thought, wenn wir nicht mal ans Bruder kennen, leben, wo wir im Bison kennen, dann wo ich ja wieder an Gott leben. So next, to yourself, do you respect yourself? Die sind wisse Menschen, die haben vielleicht a low self-esteem, aber that's nicht wo Gott will haben, because in Epheser sagt er, that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Wir sind God's creation, and God has created us for a purpose. And God hat uns so gemerkt, he sagt, that he wants to dwell in our heart. He wants to live in us. Our body is his temple. And if God, if that is what we are to God, do we treat ourselves like that? Hold we ans Jedang, hold we ans Huateren, that we wollen, this is where God dwells. Do we respect ourselves enough to realize that that is what God will haben, what we ans Körper, aus ans Huat soll sein, that it is the dwelling place of God. So, the next one is mana to frius and frius to mana. Do we respect each other? Zwei Versen, wo ich fange, wo wir kind of nur interesting was, what Paulus, wo er ermuntert Timothy, oder wo er sagt, wo er lehrt, wo er soll schaffen, wenn du somewhere, wenn du wo troubled sind. In 1. Timotheus, Kapitel 5, die erste zwei Versen. Hier, wo lehrt er, because Paulus, I mean, Timotheus, der wir a young preacher, wo de wieder schaffen date in a Kirche, und er gibt den Advice, und dann sagt er, do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to the younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, in all purity. So, this is what is I found upon how to do not sharply rebuke, basically how to handle, how to work in the church. Oh, but we can very easily use this as an example. How do we treat each other in the kyoak? Is that to the younger brother, treat each other as brothers. Because if we're all brothers, if we're all a family in Christ, then we to treat each other as family, as brothers. And the same way, to treat the women as sisters and the men as brothers. But when we this attitude on in all purity, then it just works. That's just how the family, the church of God works, and that's how it came to be done. And then ein Vers wird mir noch abholen wir, especially was 1 Peter 3, verse 7, wo Peter sagt, that husbands ought to live there with their wives in an understanding way as to someone who is weaker, since she is a woman. I believe, especially for young guys, especially for me, I must learn to learn at one point, that especially when I'm young with my brother, that when I'm young with the wrestling or something, so then I play vielleicht or noch rough, and I'm willing to see the zaster ook. No, that's okay. Die was ook spelen. Okay, same rules apply to you. No, that's not how it works. You know, probably must me schmo fan learn the one night and that. Like nach Klo and denk, and then basically, especially we us guys, we must not verstehen that if we're working with Friesers, it's thought it's especially your siblings, it's Friesers, they're made differently, so we have to treat them with respect. And Fjang de Fronamo is chivalry dead, and basically, what that word means is how to respect and to honor with manners from guys to Fries. And I think that's Fjang, it's hard, and Fjangan is it to do. Yeah, sometimes it looks like chivalry is dead, but that's not the way it ought to be. So next, I want to talk about is Biruabiet, your employer to your employee, and vice versa. So volatad is when vias obera, voza vi ans viet respang. How does that relationship look? And Ephesians 6, verse 5, zach polis, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart, as to Christ. What does that mean? Is that when crack so goat or vi Christos unja dunzan crack so goat? The same with the same attitude, zavians viet unja dunzan. Even nu jedoch that with the same attitude, same unja dunzan, but vi zan ten viet zan crack so zavizan to or to Christos crack so zavizan to ans viet. So fjang the Lord flaking is the uid vi ans viet they have these unreasonable expectations. They will dit, and fjang it's hard. Over doch, it is the command of God. And now for the Wirts, verse 9 of the same chapter, Ephesians 6, it's like that, and masters, do the same things to them and give up threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there's no partiality with him. So basically, Krexo is os vios in Wirt, os wie glauben Krexo, is wie man so ober am Gundon, Krexo, what God madans. So if we always have that idea in the back of our mind, or that yedong, that krekso ze saku mat ma min obera am vore go mat eram, krekso vat got mat mi. So, and now to the Schluss, weil wir noch einmal ein bisschen, when king, basically, everybody, when we being done, how do we treat them? And I think what I will are not up, not trying down as, but on the tongue. But on the weird what we sein, brook wie day, Jacobus says basically it is a two-edged sword. They can one way or they can the other way. It goes one way or the other way. But the same one frang we is that we curse men and we bless God. And that's not how it should be. But we should be use it to build up people. It's to honor, to respect each other. Frang it is not like that. We use it. Somebody does something in place. Now the point I'm saying, why did get up and on a stall? Oh, but still, from us mule, especially us Christian, we have no choice, basically. This us talks for Zed. We have this commandment that you love your neighbor as yourself. If we love our neighbor as ourself, and that is a command, then we have no room, no excuse that we can maran zeviet somebody hurting or somebody in dom sein. So, but it. Zum Schluss noch, final thoughts. Wir als Christen, we have, if we respect each other, we have a duty and obligation to verstehen that we have the command to treat and to treat our neighbor not the way that we see fit, but the way God has ordained it and the way that God has said that we should respect each other. So, mach Gott sein gut, wiedersehen.